This is ArtBeat, WMUK's weekly look at creativity and the arts in Southwest Michigan. I'm Zinta A-Stars. Bridget Fox broke through months of COVID isolation by painting rocks and putting them along paths others might walk. She painted tiny paintings and sent them to unsuspecting recipients to cheer them. She has worked on creating virtual tours as a docent at Kalamazoo Institute of Arts. She writes a monthly column of creative ideas for the newspaper Good News. And she has taught virtual art classes for persons with disabilities at Artworks on the downtown Kalamazoo Mall. Bridget, you have these interesting ways of being creative and reaching out to your community during the pandemic. One of the things that caught my attention about you was that during this last year, 2020, you gifted 50 paintings to unsuspecting recipients. Tell us about that.
I did. It was back in May, and it was my birthday month. And, you know, we are all in this together, but alone. And I was quarantining at home, and I thought, you know, I want to do something. And, you know, social media was blowing up with all sorts of comments from my friends and acquaintances and just, you know, how tough it was on them and that they thought they were alone or isolated from friends and family. And so I set out to do some little paintings. Some of them were as small as magnet size and some were as large as like 12 by 12. But most of them were 4x6s, little postcard size, and I would send them the little easel to set up. And so nobody knew that I was going to send them anything. And I just, you know, all the card said was thinking of you. It was just, you know, something I wanted to do.
So you did all of this through the mail. It wasn't like you were, well, I guess none of us were really walking down the street passing each other, were we? I keep forgetting that.
Yes, I know, right? So yes, I took a bundle to the post office a couple times because I did this throughout the month of May and just a little bit at a time. And it just, you know, kept me busy and focused and creative and just wanting to let people know that they were thought of and not alone and loved. And, you know, so that's one of the things that I did.
So was this a circle of friends and acquaintances, or how did you choose these recipients?
They were. At the time, some of them were coworkers, mostly friends or acquaintances. I did have to reach out to a couple people and just ask them if I could have their mailing address, but they didn't know, you know, why or anything like that.
They figured you weren't a stalker.
No. No.
Well, you have these wonderful ideas. Another one is the Kindness Rock Project, which seems something similar in that vein. Tell us about that one.
Well, the Kindness Rock, I started that this summer after walking on a nature path here in Kalamazoo, and I saw one, and it just spoke to my heart. And while I didn't take it, I definitely photographed it and thought that would be a good project to do and leave them in different hiding places, but not necessarily that people wouldn't see it. But I wanted something that would just speak to people, like, you know, writing messages of you are loved, you matter, peace, be kind, courage, and hope. And over, let me see, I think I started it in June and pretty much right up until late fall. So I've painted hundreds of these and I just figured that the perfect message would find the perfect recipient. And by leaving these kindness rocks for someone to find while they are working on their own life path, you know, you never know who will need one or whose life you'll alter.
This is ArtBeat on WMUK. I'm Zinta A-Stars. Your signature is in finger and hand paintings. That's what you're most known for. Is that fair to say?
I love using my hands and my fingers. I like to touch the paint and I like the feel of the canvas going back and forth. It's always been very therapeutic, like art therapy. And a lot of that type of painting is water scenes. I spent a lot of time in front of Lake Michigan in the summer, and I probably have thousands and thousands of Lake Michigan pictures, and, you know, no two resemble the same because it's constantly changing, but I love it. It's peaceful, and I do have, you know, my favorite artist brushes and palette knife from college, and, you know, I do like painting with brushes, but there's something about the feel of the paint on my hands.
You just really get in there.
I do. Yeah, see, finger painting isn't just for kids.
Yeah. And now you work, although I don't know how that is during the time of COVID, this phrase that I'm beginning to hate, during the time of COVID.
Oh, I know.
You're working at Artworks?
I am, MRC Artworks, located on the downtown Kalamazoo Mall.
So that's where we can find you now. And what are you doing there?
So I am an art instructor. And I don't know if a lot of people know about this beloved artist studio and retail gallery, but we provide adults living with disabilities a safe and a positive environment in which to create and sell their art. This promotes their personal growth and self-confidence, and we focus on the individual's abilities rather than their disabilities. And,
yeah,
you know, I've been a patron of Artworks for years, and I have a handful of, you know, artwork on my walls, and everybody that I know has received an Artworks gift from me. To be able to work there now it's a dream come true. I love it. And I started off part-time in August, and a couple days before Christmas was asked to join the team as a full-time employee. So I'm ecstatic about that.
Yeah, that sounds like a job that is worth getting up for on Monday morning.
Yeah, absolutely. Heart happy.
And then you're still circling back plenty at KIA, Kalamazoo Institute of Arts. I understand sometime around fall this year that you will be the new president of the Docent Council. Maybe you can explain what the Docent Council is.
3 years ago exactly, I began an 8-month in-depth training program to become a docent. And a docent is a person that leads tours to the galleries. And as a first year active, I was invited to be on the council as the secretary. And there's just a group of five of us. You know, we talk about what we can do for tours, and we all meet once a month as a group. Now it's virtually. And this year I was asked to be vice president. So in the fall of 2021, I'll step into the role of president. And I tell you what, I've got some big shoes to follow. I'm a little nervous about that.
I'm Zinta A-Stars. You've been listening to WMUK's Artbeat, our weekly look at the creative arts. I've been speaking with artist Bridget Fox. Visit WMUK.org to hear more of our conversation. And join us every Friday at this time for Artbeat. Thanks for listening.